Shavuos per Gimel Mishnah Zion 3:7. The first part of a Mishnah wants to ask the question, what happens if you take a Shavuah about something you already took a Shavuah about? If a person says, Shavuah shlo ochal kikar zu. First a person says, he swears he won't eat this loaf of bread. And then he says again, Shavuah shlo ochlena, I swear I won't eat it. Shavuah shlo ochlena, a third time he swears he won't eat it. And then va'achla, then he does eat it. Question is he on the hook for one or multiple averas? How many of his shvuos were binding? Enochayv elaacha, says the Mishnah, just one, meaning the first shvuah was the one that bound him. The second shvuos were repetitive, and since he already had an existing commitment, they didn't add anything, and therefore he wasn't bound by them. But just speaking it out here, the Mishnah will speak out in a moment, I'm saying, that even though he's not bound by the second shvuah, that's not called the shvuah shav. Shvuah shav, which would be the next topic for the second half of our parak, we're getting there in just a moment, Bez Hashem, one of the categories of Shavuah Shavuah is when you swear about something that you, against something that you already committed to doing a Shavuah, but repeating a Shavuah wouldn't be binding you, and therefore the Mishnah says, Zu hi Shavuahs bitui. This, the issue here is just the Shavuahs bitui, the first of the four categories of Shavuahs that you administer like by voluntarily. Shechayavan al zdona makos, that if you violate it on purpose, the penalty is makos. Val shigagasa, but if you violate it accidentally, korban olah v'yoreh, then you bring that variable sin offering. Meaning, in contrast to the shvuah shav, for which if one violates it inadvertently b'shogeg, there is no korban whatsoever. The Bar Tanura speaks out here that if a person would take a shvuah, a general shvuah, a commitment, and then he takes a more specific commitment, which is additive, then he indeed would be bound with the second one as well. Meaning, just for example, if a person says, I won't eat that whole loaf of bread, and then he says, I swear I won't even eat one bite of it. So those are two separate commitments. The one bite adds the whole loaf, and therefore if he would say the second Shavuot, one bite of it, he'd be committed to that as well, and therefore if he does eat the whole loaf of bread, he'd be on the hook for two violations, both for the bite of it as well as for the whole loaf. Okay, now the next part of the Mishnah, according to many Girsos, really doesn't belong here, belongs at the beginning of the next Mishnah, because the next Mishnah, and really the rest of the Perek, focuses on the halachas of Shavuos Shav, oaths in vain. Here, I'll read it as it says here, and I'll explain more in the next Mishnah. It says, Shavuos Shav, with respect to oaths in vain that have no purpose, Chayavan al zdona makos val shigasa patur. If one violates a Shavuah Shav intentionally, again, the penalty is makos, like Shavuos Bitui. It's unusual as much as it is a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. There's no action, just speech, but yet the Torah does require makos for such a thing, if it does it on purpose. But when it comes to Shavuah Shav, if one makes a meaningless oath, b'shogeg, inadvertently, al shigagasa, patur, there's no korban whatsoever.